Half stone.
Okay. And it doesn't, it didn't take, let's see. I asked him what he was going to be when he...
Grown up.
Okay. And before we had known it, before we knew it, he had...
Grown up.
Okay. Do you have any joking terms that you ever hear for a child who's born out of wedlock? Ever hear him call a woods coat or anything?
Yeah. Bastard. Different things.
Okay.
What we seen on the TV something about that boy, he asked somebody what was a bastard. And that man told him it was a boy that didn't have no father.
What about a child who doesn't have, whose parents are dead?
Orphan.
Okay. And if a child is an orphan, until he gets of age, they might assign him to a person who looks after him, and this person would be his...
Guardian.
Father, no.
Okay.
Foster father.
Okay. If you're talking about your relatives, does that mean your immediate family or all of your family? Would that mean your relatives? Would that just be your real close kin, or would that be your second, third cousins, or?
Well, I just don't know. I just figured it'd be anybody that was kin to you.
Okay. If somebody said, isn't he her cousin? And you say, no, he is no
kin.
Okay. If a man comes from Spain over here, or comes from a foreign country over here, you would say he is a...
Foreigner.
Okay. The woman's name, M-A-R-Y, was what?
Mary.
Okay. And in the Bible, Mary had a close friend that was always with her.
Jesus.
Yeah, but now I'm talking about another Mary.
Oh, Magdalene.
No, there's two women, Mary and...
Martha.
All right.
Martha.
Okay. What's the first book of the New Testament?
Genesis.
No, the New Testament.
Oh, Matthew.
Yeah, okay. And the what I'm doing is, this is not a Bible quiz, I'm just trying to get the names of these names. What about the name N-E-L-L-Y?
Nelly.
Okay. And Mr. Cooper's wife would be Miss, would be what?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. You ever hear any terms, joking terms or anything for a preacher who is, people don't consider is qualified to be a preacher? You ever hear them called Jack Leg or Jack Leg preacher?
Yes. Yeah.
They say, well, don't pay any attention to him, he's just a... Yeah. Some parts of the country they call him a yard axe, and I don't know where they get that term. A woman who teaches school is, would you say a woman teacher or a school mom? Or?
School mom, I guess, what they call them, don't they?
Okay. Your, let's see, your mother's sister is, in what relation to you?
My aunt.
Okay. If you were introducing a child to his aunt, you would say, this is...
My aunt.
No, if it was his aunt, you'd say, this is...
Your great aunt.
You'd say, this is my sister, brother, wouldn't you?
All right. Or your aunt, would you just say, this is... if it was his aunt that you were introducing him to for the first time, if it was your sister, you'd say, Johnny, this is...
My sister.
Or it's your...
Your aunt.
Yeah, okay. What about the woman's name, Sarah or Sarah? How do you pronounce that? Would you say... A lot of people say Sarah, and some say Sarah.
Well, my mother's name was Sarah.
Okay.
And lots of people called her Sarah. Miss Surrey. Someone called her Miss Surrey.
Okay.
Some of the neighbors, you know.
Okay. Robert E. Lee was a famous... What rank was he? And when you go into a court or something, the man who wears the black robe and sits up behind the desk there is a...
Yes.
Okay. And a person who goes to school is a...
Student.
Okay. And a woman who works in an office who writes letters and does things like that is a... Okay. And a woman who is in the movies for a living or something is a...
Actress.
Okay. And a person who comes from the United States is called an... You say he's an... Whether you call American or... Did you say American?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any... Negroes around
Killing? No, there's not any right here in Killing, but
about half a mile down.
Do they
have their own school around here?
No, they had nigger schools, but they done away with the nigger schools and put them in with the whites.